This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The ANC's Electoral Committee released the consolidated list of candidates who have qualified for nomination at the party's looming National Elective Conference. From the ANC, of course, somebody I really, really enjoy speaking to, Dakota Lekhwete is going to join us in the conversation. Dakota, welcome, Brewer. We haven't spoken for a while, but welcome.
Thank you very much, Mr. Taylor.
Mm.
And also, thank you very much for the opportunity and greetings to all the listeners.
Absolutely. You've been busy, bro. The ANC has been busy, and it's 5 years later, and conferences come around at this particular point. Within the ANC and the strong, everybody else, it's called crossing the T's and dotting the I's at this particular moment, right?
Yes, so we are all crisscrossing the country to try to make the last move to get to be elected, because the nominations are done.
Mm.
Yes,
sure. And what's been the most difficult in the process? Do you from start to finish? What do you think's been the most challenging and the most difficult in the entire process to get us to this particular point where we've actually got the names for the top six contestants and those are out? What's been the most difficult?
Indeed, to convince branches to nominate a name, or lobby branches to nominate a particular preferred candidate or a set of names. And it has been very difficult because we have new guidelines which says the new rules for us. The other point is that, nowadays, it's unlike before, names will be forwarded to branches and they will fly. Nowadays, you have to go physically to meet some of the branch leaders, regional leaders, provincial leaders. You also now have to use social media as part of instruments or mechanism that will assist you to remind people actually on who are they likely to nominate. So it has been very hectic, I must say, tedious, and it's a matter of asking what would be the final mandate from delegates as they vote. In Nazareth 2 from the 16th to the 20th of December next month.
Dakota, is it a concern or is it not a concern that, you know, branches have made their particular voices heard? They've come to the fore, they've spoken. Is there a particular concern, you know, of when you do eventually get to conference, that you don't carry that particular mandate forward? Is there an understanding that even at conference, one can still argue against that particular mandate that you might have brought from the branches? So, in essence, what I'm saying is the ANC is proud of the aspect or the notion that branches nominate, branches speak, branches direct, and branches dictate. But when you come to conference, then there's this whole persuasion element that begins to come in. How much of a concern is it that, you know, the results at the end of the day might not be what, you know, branches ultimately might have had in mind?
Yes, it's likely to happen. That what you see as possible branch nomination may not be the actual outcome of votes after elections. That is precisely in line with our internal democratic processes, as properly defined by through the eye of the middle policy of the NC, where we work on democratic process, which is open and transparent, where a delegate can pursue, lobby, or either be pursued or be lobbied by others. So it's an open democratic process. So you may find that the branch mandate in terms of nomination may have said this way, but the delegate once at conference can be lobbied this way, and that's why even in the past there was this point that other branches were influenced by the use of money and other measures which are not part of what the through of the major allows us or guides us to do when we select amongst ourselves those who need to lead the pursuance of the national democratic revolution. So it's a matter that is very open as part of internal democracy. And we accept it like that. People may have concern, but a branch nomination is not necessarily a casting soul of what is likely to be the outcome.
Women, and I'm seeing, when I look at the lists, I'm seeing, and I know that you don't particularly need to speak to that, because ultimately when the branches speak, these are the names in front of us, and the committee would have vetted, and these ultimately would be the results. But when you look at the Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma out, Sisulu is out, quite a few other women not particularly making the cut in this particular instance. And maybe I think only two women, Nomvulo and Phoebe, the only two real women who are standing against each other, the irony of that also. Is the process of the top six separate to the process of the NEC? Is there a process whereby the figures get discussed, the numbers get discussed, so that there is a reflection of women within the I think it's 86 of the NEC, right? So in as much as the numbers are out and the names are out for contestation of the top six positions, and women might not fare, largely in those, is there a different process when it gets to the NEC, the 86 of the NEC, to reflect women per se?
Look, the issue of women, it's a matter that I think we must take it to the conference floor. We have Rule 6 of the Constitution of the NC, which talks to gender affirmative action, wherein women, 50% of them, it's compulsory that they need to form part of the structures of the NC. Now, 50% so far has been understood to mean a complete 86 members of the National Executive Committee. And there's been an argument from some quarters that no, it means that even the top six, we need to get a proper gender affirmative action, which would allow women also to occupy a rightful position within the structures of the NC, in particular the presidency, because so far we have reduced women only to a position of a deputy secretary general,
which was the late Jesse Duarte.
Yes, which was the late Jesse Duarte's position for two terms. And so far, nominations are indicating that, again, we are looking at the women between Comrade Nomvula and Comrade Phoebe. Yeah, I don't think it speaks well about us that even women can feature in the presidency or the national chair. And we have only reduced them to the position of the Deputy Secretary General. So I think it's a matter that conference needs to discuss, even where possible, look at, make it compulsory that 50-50 also applies from the top six, because the only thing that the constitution of the ANC says in Rule 10 is that the top six will be voted before the 80 members who are called the additionals.
And that would be on the first day?
That would be on the first day or second day. It does not say anything about processes prior to voting. Because there are nominations, there are provincial consolidations, there are all those things, PGMs and everything. So the constitution is quite on prior prior processes, in particular PGMs, nominations. It only speaks only at the point that the top six will be elected before the 80 additional members. So first elect the top six, then after that elect
the 80.
The additional members. So I think we have to take it to the floor as part of the constitutional amendments.
When you say, Takota, when you say take it to the floor, are you talking about put it to the floor to make a decision about it at this particular conference, or the, you know, it is what it is for now, but the resolution that is made from the floor would be applicable for later? Or do you think that if the floor dictates that even the top six at this particular conference should be different, then so be it then? When we say take it to the floor, what are we understanding?
Take it to the floor is that in the proposed constitutional amendments, there is a proposal on the possible composition of what is termed the top six. In the constitutional amendments, there's a proposal to have the top seven or the top eight. Others, there's a proposal to have a second deputy president and also to have a second deputy secretary general. So once that it's adopted by a conference before elections, NEC, then at that point, I'm sure conference at the floor will also have to discuss the practicality of how to implement Rule 6 of the Constitution of the NEC. So that's why I'm saying that window is there, even at this conference, to discuss it and come up with a practical solution, which can ensure that we don't make the issue of women emancipation and treat it as if we're doing a favor to our female comrades. But it must be understood within the context of a revolutionary obligation, which also appreciate the history of triple oppression of women from society, workplace, and even domestically at home, so that women are not necessarily as anger and outcast in society, but as are treated as equal human beings who can make a valuable contribution also to the development of humankind.
So Dakota, what you're ultimately saying to me, Dakota, is that, you know, this discussion could be taken to the floor ahead of voting even for the top six, if there is a belief from the floor that even the top six and they vote in favor of that should reflect a 50% of women within the top six even. This list that we have announced today of the president, you know, and Cyril Ramaphosa, Zweli Mkhize, Paul Mashatile, Ronald Lamola, Oscar Mabuyane, all of these could drastically change to reflect ultimately women in each of these positions ultimately. Is that what we're saying for this particular conference?
Yes, that's what I'm saying for this particular conference. But also,
That's a big move. That's a big move.
Yeah, the list is announced today. In a conference, there is what we call nominations from the floor.
With the 25% needed.
With 25%, which would be opened at the floor. So other women who did not make it through the nomination process, while their names can be brought from the floor and they meet the threshold of 25%, they will also at that time.
But that's leaving it up to the gods, right, Dakota? That's leaving it up to the gods, because if those nominations don't happen, or if those nominations do happen, you don't receive the 25% threshold, we're back with the status quo.
That's correct. That's what would happen. But we also have the gap on the possible constitutional amendment related to the composition of what is referred to as top 6 or top 7 or top 8. Once conference can resolve on that, then gender affirmative action in terms of Rule 6 of the Constitution will have to apply, because if it's a constitutional directive, it's peremptory and compulsory for us to implement without any reservation.
Dakota, let's just clarity on for let's just say it's clarity for Denzel Taylor in this particular instance. And in the Nazarek contestation, we saw 7-8 people contesting that particular position, which was the presidential position. We've seen ultimate change, and we've seen committees, electoral committees, come into play at this particular point, and there are only 3 candidates for this particular position. Are the new rules stipulative that the first 3 past the post are those now that will contest the position, and that it is not, you know, all the names and every single person that previously could have been, like Nazarek, we had those 7-8 names, and who then fell by the way, some of them fell by the way. But in this particular instance, the cutoff point seems to be 3. Is that in line with the new rules and regulations that have come into play?
Look, the numbers are not necessarily final. Yeah, because of the nominations. Yeah, it was on the basis of those who can meet
provincial nominations. The threshold provincial nominations.
No, the threshold nomination from branches. Yeah, that's why the top 3 of them who met it will then be in the preliminary ballot. But that does not rule out the possibility of a nomination from the floor.
I got you.
So those who may have contested and never met the threshold, if they can work out between now and the conference, and manage to pursue number of delegates who are coming to the conference to nominate them again from the floor, and they meet the threshold at that time in the top 6 of 25%, in the additionals of 20%, and they qualify at the conference floor, they will have met the threshold and they will be in the ballot paper.
It's about lobbying then, ultimately.
The issue of lobbying, of persuasion. And I think it's a matter that it's part of the system or the method of how we exercise our internal democracy in the ANC. So those who did not make it can still contest from the floor, even inside conference. And if they qualify, they'll finally be in the ballot.
Dakota, I have to thank you, Chief, for joining me here on Power Perspective tonight. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Thank you very much, Taylor. You're more than welcome.
Thanks a lot.
And thank you very much to all the listeners at home for paying attention to this engagement.
Thanks a lot, bro. That's Dakota Lekgwete, of course, ANC NEC member.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.